Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. the Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Romano reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Held reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Breeding covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh tags and scores. Aspromonte tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 0 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Busby moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Hal Brown. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. Busby moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to home to get Busby. Nicholson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Busby moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keogh strikes out. 1 out. Ken Aspromontie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromontie strikes out. two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Keough chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aspromonte. Aspromonte fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aspromonte. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Busby moves to third. It's 6-5, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Woodling steals second. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby tags and scores. One out. It's 7-5, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. It's 8-5, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte misplays the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Breeding moves to third. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 9-5, Orioles. John Briggs now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. Boyd moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyd tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Busby reaches second base with a double. Triandos scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-5, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Lee now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pilarczyk is hit by the pitch. Breeding moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd strikes out. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Mike Lee. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.